Rabbi, we're going to start today a very involved sugya, the sugya of buses. So this is a sugya that it's one of the main sugyas in Kira, but it's also one of the main sugyas in Kol HaKelim and in Perek Notel. We haven't spoken about it yet because I wanted to wait till we really saw enough sugyas, and together with what you're learning in the morning, some you also saw about this in. And to try to put it together, there's so many different Gemaras, so many seeming steers in Gemaras about when things are buses, what exactly makes buses. So I want to start with an issue, Nogei, what we spoke about last week. Last week we spoke about the Isser Bittel Kli Me'achino. You're not allowed to use Kli of Heter to catch Muksa, because you can move out of the Kli Me'achino. The shaila is, what's the din when you're eating karinim at the table? If you're Israeli, if you're American, maybe eating pistachio nuts, maybe karinim too. And what do you do afterwards? You put it into a kli, right? You could just leave it on the table, but you could also put it into a kli. You could put it into a cup or a bowl. We'll see if there's a difference between that and putting it on the table. But what if you put it into a cup? And your idea is to do what everyone does, is that they fill up the cup, and then they don't have to go and gather up all their garinim shells. They can just take the whole cup and dump the cup into the garbage, and then bring back the cup and sit there for another 2 hours. And we think there's no issue here. So the shaila is that perhaps the kli is a kli, and the garinim shells are muksa, the pistachio shells are muksa, and since they're muksa, there's nothing to do with them. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to put them into the cup. You put them into the cup, you're making the cup muksa. And that's an Isser Bittel Kli Me'achino. We mentioned last week that the Gemara tells us that Bittel Kli Me'achino, if it's just for a short time, it's not for the whole Shabbos, it could be a smutzer, right? The Gemara says about the frochim, the chicks going on the sow. It says if you turn a basket upside down so that your chicks could hop onto the basket and then hop into the chicken coop, so that's mutter, the Gemara says, because even though when the chicks are on the basket is asul l'taltel, it's muksa, but the chicks are going to jump into the coop, and then you're going to be able to use your basket on Shabbos, so it's not a problem, bittel kli me'achino. Over here, it's not so pashut, right? You're planning to take your cup and spill it out. You're planning that you'll, no problem, you're going to take your mug and spill out the shells, and then use your mug on Shabbos for coffee, right? But it's not so pasha, because if it becomes, l'chor, it becomes a buses. Right? The chicks, they're going to jump off the basket. And then the basket won't be a buses anymore, right? If something's a buses, being a shmashel, so it saves buses whole Shabbos. But on Shabbos, if the muksa comes off the buses goes back to being mutzer. But over here, if the cup, if your mug actually becomes a buses by putting in the shells, so you can't empty out the cup. Right? Why can't you empty out the cup? Right? We spoke about carrying muksa on top of heter. Right? In Perek Notzel, we spoke a lot about that. Teltel Menat Sad. That was all talking about cases where the heter stayed mutter. Right? If you have money on a pillow, and you accidentally left the money on the pillow before Shabbos. You didn't mean the money to be on the pillow on Shabbos. So then the pillow is not a buses to the muksa. And then we spoke about moving the money together with the pillow. Because there, the pillow is heter, it's mutter, and therefore you could shake the pillow and shake off the muksa, or you could carry the money, l'sarach mekomo, you could carry it on top of the pillow, because the pillow is not muksa. But if you meant for the money to be on the pillow, and therefore the pillow becomes a buses, you're not allowed to move the pillow at all. It's like anything else that's muksa. You're not allowed to shake it. You're not allowed to shake the money off by shaking the pillow because the pillow itself is muksa. You're not allowed to shake muksa in any way. You could get it off, right? So if this cup, this coffee mug now with the shells in it, you put the shells there on purpose. If it becomes muksa, so now you're stuck. You can't shake the shells out of the coffee mug. Now you could. How could you get it out? You could do it with your mouth, let's say. You could do tilt of the gufo. That's one we saw. You're always allowed to move muksa. So theoretically, if you put the shells in the cup, al das, that you're going to pick up the cup with your mouth and spill out the shells, oh, so then it won't be bitul kli mechina. Why? Because then it'll go back to being like the chicks who go onto the sal, and then they're going to hop off the sal, so therefore you have bitul kli mechina. But l'chayra, you're not going to do that if you don't have das to do that. In all the cases in the Gemara where there's bitul kli mechina is because it's assumed the person is putting the muksa in there and it's going to stay there all of Shabbos. Why is it going to stay there all of Shabbos? So, because you can't get it out of there on Shabbos, right? Or perhaps because you don't want to get it out of there on Shabbos. Also could be. But the idea is that if it is a basis, so you can't get it out of there on Shabbos, and the mail is going to be there all of Shabbos, and therefore it's Isser Bitul Kli Mechina. Also, the first one to point this out is the Ben Ish Chai in the end of Parshas Miketz. He points out, he says that whenever you are cracking nuts or you're peeling eggs on Shabbos and you want to put the peels into a kli, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. It's a bit kli mechina. But what you should do is first you should put some heter into the kli. If you put some heter into the kli, so then the heter, the buses, we'll speak for another time. Stanley, you've already heard that a buses is only a buses. If it's a bus, it's just for Isser. But if it's a bus for Isser and Hetzer, and the Hetzer is more chasher than the Isser, so then it doesn't become a bus. So therefore, the Ben Ish Chai says what one should do is you should first, let's say, put a whole pistachio nut into the cup, and then start putting your shells into the cup. And then the cup will never become a bus because in the Chinam it has shells in it, but it also has the whole pistachio nut. And the Mela, that'll be a heter. Right, so you might have seen medaktik, and people are really medaktik in mitzvahs, you might have seen doing this. I don't think it's the minhag. But we'll talk about if that's the minhag's right, if it's wrong, and if there's one should be able to medaktik. So is it a basis? Does the kli become a basis? So there's lots of cases, you know, of making a basis on Shabbos. Cases that the Gemara talks about where you put muksa on heter and Shabbos with kavana, and yet it doesn't become a basis. Right? The most well-known cases that we learned in Notel, the Mishnah of Notel and Kuf Mem Gimel, that on a table, if the shells and the bones left on the tables, if one needs that table for Shabbos, he's allowed to pick up the table and move the table to his garbage can and shake off all the bones into the garbage can. It's mutter. For some reason, you see it's mutter. So you see, even though you put something there on Shabbos intentionally, it still stays mutter. The other case we saw mentioned in the Gemara, Gemara in Kufin Dalet, we discussed it, about the carne de umna, right? The donkey that comes on Shabbos and is carrying this carne de umna, which is the blood letters, tools, which are muksa, machus, chisar, and kis, and they're made out of glass, they're very delicate. So the Gemara says that you could, if they're, right, the Gemara says that if they are small packages, you're allowed to put a pillow underneath it, and then untie the package from the chamar. You can't take it off the chamar because it's muksa, but let it fall off the chamar, and let it fall onto the pillow, and the Gemara says that'll be okay. You'll break the fall with the pillow. He says, why is that okay? Why wouldn't you be mevatel kli mechino? It says because you could get it off the pillow. You could just be menar the pillow if it's a small package, and it's practical to be menar to shake it off the pillow. So you'll be allowed to shake it off the pillow because the pillow did not become a basis. The Gemara didn't say why. I wish the Gemara did. doesn't say why. She says, like a Zemar Pasha, you could break the fall of the pillow, and you're not Mavata Kli B'Achino, because right afterwards you'll be Menaret and gently shake it and shake the glass kalim off the pillow. So for some reason, even though you meant for these kalim, the karni to omna to go on the pillow, afal pikein, it's not muksa. Another case we had by us is the case on Mem Gimel, the case of the mace. The Gemara talks about the mace that's in the sun, and he's on a bed in the sun. So we start flipping him from bed to bed to get him to a better place. So somehow, you're allowed to flip him. Why isn't the bed a basis for the mace? We thought it should be a basis for the mace. So for some reason, it's not a basis. The other case we find, very close to, similar to the case we're talking about, is the Gemara on the end of Notel that tells us that Shmuel, when he was eating dates, he would take the date pit out of his mouth and he would put it down on his piece of bread or down on a Kleo, on the Kano, the Maya. And then, after the Suda, they would move the bread or the Kli with the date pit on it and throw it into the garbage. Right? So it seems pretty clear that there's, right, that for some reason this is mutter, right? So it does not seem like the Ben Ish Chai. Oh, so what's the pshat? Why is it mutter? Why are all these cases mutter? Oh, so the Baal Amar, he gives a reason that he doesn't give a reason, he addresses one issue, this is on Kuf Nadal. He addresses why are the karnei to umna that are on the pillow, why is the pillow not muksa? And he gives a teretz that's quoted, I'll tell you how it's quoted. It's quoted that basis only becomes a basis if it's made a basis on Bein HaShemashos, coming into Shabbos. But in the middle of Shabbos, if you put muksa on heter, it does not become a basis. So the Baal Amar says, the words actually do sound like he's saying that. And if he's saying that, you really have to just, yeah, you have to just wonder, like, what's he talking about? We just had a whole sugya about Bittul Kli Mechino. It sounds there is such a thing as a basis. Even on Shabbos, even in the middle of Shabbos, you can make a basis. Lamaisa, that's what he writes. The Mishra Brura says, based on this, this is a Mishra from the Bir Halacha in Shin Yud Sif Zayin. He writes the Halacha that any time you put Muksa on Heter on Shabbos, if you want, you could be Menar. You could shake the buses and shake off the Muksa, and the buses will become Mutter. He writes such a thing. The Shail is, the Chaz Nash asks, this against many Gemaras, against almost all the Rishonim. He said, Baal Amar Das Yachin, no one else says this. Everyone else will see, gives different reasons about why the table doesn't become muksa when you put shells on it, but no one says that there's no such thing as buses in the middle of Shabbos. Just a few Gemaras. You could probably think of your own Gemaras. You don't need a... But I'll quote a few Gemaras here. On Mem Dalet, we have the Gemara about the Mita that you put money on it. So the Gemara talks about what's the din. It says if you put the money on the Mita, Ben HaShemashos, it stays muksa the whole Shabbos. And even if the muksa falls off of the Mita. Then it talks about what if the money was put on the Mita on Shabbos. Right, how did that happen? Right, either by a guy or by a kid, or you accidentally realized you were holding muksa on Shabbos. But if it's put there on Shabbos, so then it says, Asr b'tiltel, the meat is Asr b'tiltel. But if somehow the money gets off of it, the meat will go back to being mutter. But while the money's on the meat, it says that it's Asr b'tiltel. Right? The same lashon the Gemara has by the Efrochim. Right? The chicks on the sow. It says, while the chicks are on the basket is Asr b'tiltel. Right? Mashem, it's a basis. I'm Rav Yochanan Memhei. Like Gemara, we all just saw, it talks about the nest. the nest of the chicken. The chicken lays an egg in the nest. Rav Yochanan says the nest is asur b'tiltil. Why? Because it's a basis to the egg that was laid on it on Shabbos. I mean, even though it's not from Bein HaShemashos, and therefore, if you could get the muksah off, if you would get the muksah, if you'd shake it with your foot and get the muksah off the buses would go back to being mutter. But kol zman, the muksahs on the buses is aser betiltel. And the final case, the Chazon Ish quotes, is Gemara Beis Chaf Aleph. Very stark. Makar talks about a guy. It says, the Gemara says, you can't invite a guy to your house. One has an opinion, can't invite a guy to your house on Shabbos because he's going to drink wine. And when the guy drinks wine, the wine becomes Yayin Nesech. And therefore, he's going to leave his cup there and you're not going to be able to clean his cup off the table. Why? Because the cup becomes a basis for the wine. The cup becomes a basis for the wine. The wine is Yayin Nesech, Yayin Nesech Lasser Barna, and therefore Muksa. The cup is a basis for it. And therefore, you would like to take the cup away and bring it to your sink and spill out the wine. But you can't do it because it's a basis. And therefore, you shouldn't invite the guy to your house because you're going to end up being natural and moving the cup. Right, the Gemara also says after that, the Gemara says, also it's bitul kli mechino. You're not allowed to let the guy drink wine in your house because you're being mevatel kli mechino of this cup. Whoa. So the Chazon Ish is stark against the Baal Amar. He says, it's definitely Issach Nisr. The Issach Shittin. Oh, so what do you say for the Baal Amar? The Baal Amar, Mishnah Berurah, even Paschal's like the Baal Amar, they're all just completely forgot so many good words. So of course not. What will they say? So Chazish also, he says he does answer for them. He wasn't happy with this, but he does answer for them. And he says, the Mishan the Baal Amar, and this has to be the Mishan the Baal Amar and the Mishnah Berurah. They're very, very long Lashon Nekuda here. I might say it a little bit differently than the Chazish says it, but I'm basically trying to say what the Chazish says. Just like this, of course it becomes a basis. Of course the Baal Amar knew that on Shabbos a kli could become a basis. But what the Baal Amar meant to say is like this. When something's a basis in Bein HaShemashos, so now it's finished. It's a muksa. Even if the muksa went off the basis stays muksa because it becomes muksa. If it's muksa Bein HaShemashos, it stays muksa. And therefore, there's nothing to do. However, we know that for a basis to be a basis, it needs that you want the muksa on the basis. You need to want the muksa, the money on the pillow. If you didn't want the money on the pillow, it wouldn't become a basis. If you wanted the money on the pillow when Shabbos came in, and then in the middle of Shabbos you decide, no, you want the money off the pillow, you want to use the pillow, so too late. Bein HaShemashos, this pillow turned into muksa. It's no different than a rack, your pillow, and there's no hatred to it. But if you put the money onto the pillow on Shabbos, so now, in a chenami, it's a basis. It says the Chazon Ish, it's only a basis as long as you want the money on the pillow. The second you say, no, I want it off the pillow, I want out, so now, the pillow is no longer a basis. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, the Baal Amar held that if you were to shake the money off the pillow, that would be mutter. Because by the fact that I'm shaking the money off the pillow, you see, I actively don't want the money on the pillow. If I actively don't want the money on the pillow, so mamela, it becomes mutter. It's no longer a basis. So in my shaking the money off the pillow, it's no longer a basis. And therefore, it's mutter. Right, do you hear that? Let me just say that, right? So let's say like this, right? Let's say you have a, you realize you have money in your pocket on Shabbos and you shake it out into a box. You have a box there to keep it safe and you shake it into the box. So you shouldn't do that. If you do that, you're being battle clean mehechino. But after you shook it into the box, you realize, oy vai, I was just battle clean mehechino. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, so I have an etzah to undo my iser. What's my undo my iser? I take the box and I turn it upside down. I shake out the money from the box onto the floor. Right now, I've undone my iser. How is he allowed to do that? So the chazan she couldn't do that. But according to the Baal Amar and the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to do that. Why? Because as soon as I realize I don't want the money in the box at all, so now, and I shake it out, yeah.
Why is that undoing the iser? The iser is when you did it.
So, right. That could be. I would think you could undo the iser. I could actually hear that you could undo the iser. Because the iser, maybe you could do undo the iser, because the ikur iser is making something, the whole Shabbos. So, l'chayra, I actually didn't see anyone say this, but I assume it's pashat. Why didn't anyone say it? I think it's pashat. But if you do, if you're mevatel kli mechino, you should undo it because you want to regain that chana to the kli, right? So you could redo it in different ways. You could put a davar heter into the kli. If you put a davar heter into the kli on Shabbos, so there's no migudis katsai. So now the buses for Isser and heter. The heter is more chashav, but now the kli goes back to being mutter. Right? And I would assume you're chayv to do that. Okay, someone should say it. If you look around, maybe you'll find someone to say it. Okay, So that's the pshat. But what the chazir says is pashat, and I see nowhere to argue on this. You can't move the muksa. Right? You can't move from place. All you could do is turn it upside down. Right? Like the guy's wine in the cup. If you want, according to the Baal Amar, you would be allowed to turn the cup upside down and shake out the water, the wine. But if you want to keep the kolsma that you want to keep the wine in the cup, so then you have to agree you can't carry it. Because if you could carry it, the Gemara should have said you could carry it. The Gemara says you can't carry the cup. Oh, so in any case, so the Fila Shabur, there's such a heter like that. The Fila Chazan, she says, there's no heter. And therefore, anytime something's basis, like the case of Yai Nesach in the cup, it's taka basis and there's nothing to do, you have to leave it there. Yeah. Right now, back to our shells in the cup. Let's say we're going to say the shells in the cup is no different than the Yai Nesach in the cup. So the most I would be allowed to do, even according to the Mishnah Berurah, would be to shake the shells out of the cup. But I can't carry the cup and move it someplace. Right? So somewhere I don't want to shake the cup and pour the shells onto the table. So in any case, so far it should still be fast. Yeah.
But if you could make the box mayhem by putting something mutter in there, why can't you just drop a nut into the?
You could. You could.
The shells, and then you can move it.
Yes, you could do it. Not only that, I would say, and this is going to sound a little strange, I would say, if you have das to do that, it should be mutter.
Put in
something in, right? Right? Let's say like this. Let's say, this is sounding a little strange. Let's say I put my shells into a cup and I'm in choshesh for the Ben Ish Chai. But I have in das that I'm going to spill out the cup and use the cup on Shabbos. So I'm not really betel kli mehechino. How am I going to do that? It's a basis. Well, I'm going to put something mutter into the kli. And then it's not going to be a basis anymore. And that's my das meikara, and I'm going to spill it out and use the cup. If so, I'll date that das, it won't be betel kli mechino. But if I have the das to... Yeah.
So in the case of the seeds, if I have one seed in there that's I didn't open, right? So it's not so food, and then the rest are psoles.
Right. So it doesn't become a basis, and you have no problem.
Even though it's just one to the rest.
Right. Because lamaisa, that one is more chashiv than all the used shells.
Unlike the freezer.
What?
Unlike the freezer.
Right. Right. Exactly. Okay. So. So it just gets. Fine. Now, okay. There's most Rishonim don't say like the Baal Amar, and they give a different hesper about in the sugya about the shells on the table. Lemaisa is a feirish gemara. The feirish gemara that the shells on the table you let it get them off the table. The table does not become a buses to the shelves. Why not? So, command all the Rishonim, say some version, Kuf Mem Gimel, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, even the Baal Mar himself actually says this as another Teretz in the Baal Mar on Kuf Mem Dal. The Rishonim all say another Hetzer. They say because you have no interest in the shells being on the table. Why are the shells left on the table after the meal? Right? It's basically in line with what Tosu says in the beginning of Beit as well, that you're eating at the table. The table isn't made as a shell holder. The table is there to eat on. When you finish eating, so you don't really have to get up every 2 seconds and go over to the garbage. So therefore, at the end of the meal, your shells and bones are left on the table. But there's no connection between the table and the shells. To be a basis, there has to be some connection that I want this hetter is being used and becoming tafel to the muksa. Right? All the cases that are asr are like that. Right? The basket, you're using the basket to hold the chicks. You want the chicks on top of the basket. You're putting the money on the pillow or on the mitzah because you want the money. That's where you hold the money. The cup, right? The cup of the Ayin Nesach. The guy wants the wine in the cup. He's drinking it there. And he put it there as the wine. While he's drinking it, it's already Ayin Nesach. And while it's the Ayin Nesach, he wants it in the cup. Whereas the shells, you could make the case that you really don't want them on the table b'chlat. You want them in the garbage. This isn't the place for them, right? Wine, you want in a cup because you drink from the cup. But the shells, you don't want them on the table. There's no reason you want them on the table, right? Even the pillow that you put under the carne to umra, you want to break the fall, but you don't have any interest in them actually being on the pillow. Even by the case of Shmuel, this is maybe the most important case. The case of Shmuel, he puts the date pits on the bread. So the Lashon Ramban, he says you don't be'etzem want the date pits on the bread. He says kol atzmo eina osakin ela lezarko. This is just a way to throw out your date pits. So he says that therefore it's not muksa. I mean, the basic idea is basis is always when you want the muksa on the hetter be'etzim. This positive ruchs on the muksa should be on the hetter. When it's mutter is when be'etzim, you don't want it there at all, and it's just a way to get it to the garbage. Fine. So what about our case? To get back to our case, what's the deal with the shells in the cup? So Pashit, I thought Pashit is not like the Ben Ish Chai, right? Pashit. The cup is just like a dustpan, right? The same way a dustpan, how do you have a dustpan on Shabbos? L'chayr, we have to say, it's because the dustpan, you have no interest in the muksa being in the dustpan. But at some you want it either in the garbage, it was on the floor, it's no better in the dustpan than on the floor. It's just the way of getting it into the garbage. Whereas, in that case, it's not a basis. And so, my first thought is to say that the shells in the cup, you're only putting the shells in the cup, it's just like the dustpan. And therefore, l'chayra, this, let me say it should be mutter. There's a problem, though. I'll just tell you the problem, why perhaps this isn't so pashit. Maybe this could be why the Ben Ish Chai was machmer. The Emes Shmir Shabbos Kelchas are interesting. It's also machmer on the Shaila. He also brings the Ben Ish Chai halacha. I'll tell you one point to consider why this is not such a pashat sugya. One reason it's not such a pashat sugya is one of the cases in the Gemara is the tzlaf. The Gemara says you can't put a pail under the dripping water. The water that's muksa, that's not right. It's water that's dirty water. You can't put a pail under the tzlaf to cash the tzlaf on Shabbos because it's becoming a basis and it's mavato klim hechino. So why exactly is that aser? Right, lechayr, that's also a case, you could say, where you're just putting it there in order to put it in the garbage. Right, what there's shonim called das lanar. You're just putting it there, but you want to throw it away. It's just a dustpan. It's just a way to get it to the garbage. So why tak is that aser? So it's not pashat. It's really not pashat. Why that should be aser? So one thing you could say is that maybe it's not so pashat. Maybe we're being too quick to make keterim. Right? If you're on the tosis, right on daf beis, he says the pshat on the table is because as if you're putting it. You have no kavanah for the shells to be on the table. They just ended up on the table. Yeah, you put it there because you just want to get to the garbage. You put it there because there's no place else to put it. There's no chashivas. You're not, the table is not a basis to the shells. You have no interest in chlal. There's no sheiches. By the tzlach, it's very different. Right? I would tell you that there's something very different going on here. Tell me if you could hear this. I thought about this a lot. Maybe you could hear it. Maybe you won't be able to hear it. Okay? I'm telling you already been yavin. You might not be able to hear this. But I can hear a big chilek is that you have a pail. The pail is made for catching the rainwater. And you have a leak. What do you do when you have a leak? You don't want to ruin your house. You don't want to ruin your floors. So you're taking the pail and you want to put the pail there. The pail should sit there. And this pail should be, for now, it should be the makom of the dirty water. And that's what the pail is being used for. Okay? The pail, I would tell you that the pail is becoming a basis to the dirty water. That's what your pail, this pail is here, and it's made that it should get the dirty water that the house should stay clean. That's not what's going on by the table. By the table, the table has no shaykhis to the shells. It's not the dafka that you're leaving on the table. They start on the table because you're eating on the table, and now they end up there. Right? And you really want to put them in the garbage, and you could put them in the garbage. It's just that you're sitting there, and it's a schlep to go up to the garbage and put them in there, so they end up here. But this is just a way to get them to the garbage. Right? They're showing them. That the lashon they use, it's al das lanaro. I'll read the lashon. It's different lashonos, but it's just the best lashon is the Tosfos base. It's just being put there without kavana because you're there. Over here, you need the pail because you need something to hold this water. The water naturally would just go and cover your whole, the floor of your whole room and ruin the flooring, right? So actually you could say that the pail is really different and the pail is really becoming bottle to the water. Maybe you could say that. Maybe you could say not that way. Maybe you could say it's different. Maybe you could say no. Maybe you could also clarify when you put the shells in the cup. Why are you putting them in the cup? You could say two reasons. You could say it's because it's disgusting to have your garinim shells all over the table. It's not covered Shabbos, so you're keeping them in the cup. That's where they belong right now. Right now they belong, the place of the shells is in the cup. Or you could say, no, this is just my way to make it easier to clear my table. It's like using a dustpan. Okay, it sounds like a very fine chiluk, so I'm almost embarrassed to say it. I'll tell you why I can say it, though, because the emphasis, the concept of buses is a very, the concept is, it's a very, it's sort of like an imprecise type of a din. The concept is that the buses becoming tuffle, the het is becoming tuffle to the muksa. So it's a little bit of a question of ikun and tuffle. What's the ikun and what's the tuffle? Right? So it's not so clear. You can hear saying the leaky roof, the water, the leak, is tuffle, the pail is tuffle to the leaky water. It's being mishamish the leaky water. The table is not being mishamish the shells. Okay, however, you can think about it, you can think if you like it, if not. So that's really the issue here. Some svarim are makel, some are machmer. there is some reason outside HaTov to be a medakdek, to assume that there could be a problem here. And it's a very easy problem to remedy, is just to put something in it. Put one thing in it, you could put a plastic spoon in it, that'll already take off the whole problem of buses. There won't be a buses. Rav Shlomo Zalman brought in Shmir Shabbos Kelchus, so he actually does hear the problem. He said you should not put your shells into a cup. He does say a heter. He says, what about if it's a one-time kli? It's a plastic cup. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says he thinks that's mutter. Why does he think it's mutter? He says, that's not betel kli mechino, because that is its hachana. He says like this.
Is it not about buses, though?
It'll still become a buses. And you'll have to still find some way to get it off your table. But it won't be an issur of being a vatel kli mechino. Why not? So I just want to tell you something very interesting. You can ask me a question. What about using a paper towel on Shabbos? You use a paper towel, you use a paper towel, and if you completely use the paper towel, the paper towel is going to end up muksa. Right? Especially if you use it to wipe up a spill. And now you can't even pick up the paper towel because it's muksa, because if you pick it up, you squeeze out what's in it. Right? We saw the svog, right? Remember the case of the svog? The svog, the case of the svog was that if you use a svog on Shabbos, you can't pick it up unless it has a handle because you're going to, psikresha, you're going to squeeze it out. Right? If you use a tissue to blow your nose and you really use up the tissue, it's going to be batel mechina, it'll be muksa, right? Right? Definitely based on kise, a tissue is going to be muksa. Oh, you're making muksa, you're being batel mechina. So l'chayra, it's not true. Why is it not true? Because that's not being batel anything mechina. I shouldn't use it. I shouldn't use the tissues. Then I'm for sure being batel mechina. The tissue is there to blow your nose, right? So that was his argument. Rav Shlomo Zalman had an argument. Right, like food. I eat food. The food's becoming muksa in my stomach, right? If someone would throw up the food, it would be muksa, right? But the pshat is that you're using the food. That is the use of the food. That's the point. So that's a svara. It's a svara. But by the cases of the paper towels, I think it's for sure a good svara. By the cup, I'm not 100% sure, right? Because the cup you really could use many, multiple times. So there's not as pashit. So I won't say it's as pashit. That's the psak of Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa. We'll just say a few words because it's so. We have to finish all these daffim, and there aren't so many weeks left till the break. So let's just say one more. We'll just say one in a very basic Indian here. Really, we say. You study the buses. In many cases, we saw our buses. Many cases, we see are not buses. Right, you put money onto a pillow or a bed, or it becomes the buses. If you the ner dalak, right? You'll see by the Hashem that that's called the buses. A burning candle on Shabbos, the candle even after Prinzel, it's a buses because Bein Hashmash is the buses. So the flame, and the flame is muksa. It's a buses, and the concept is Rashi says in Dafim Zayin, he says the ner is a buses to the flame because it's tuffel to the shalhevis. The ner is menorah is tuffel to the shalhevis, and therefore the menorah, the ner will become a buses. Right, the shail is Rishayim is Bistami. You saw this to some extent. There's many cases where you put something before Shabbos, you put muksa onto heter, and yet the heter does not become a basis. Right? We saw that in Kol HaKelim, right? We saw all those cases, right? The pugla, the radish that's put under the dirt. It's keeping fresh by putting it under the dirt. And the figs under the straw, and the charara under the coals, and the pot under the gizei tzemer to keep it warm. Right, all those are cases of muksa covering over heter b'kavana. Right, it's not without kavana. It's b'dafka b'kavana that the muksa should be on the heter before Shabbos. Afal Pikin, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about buses. The Gemara seems to have forgotten completely about the din of buses. So what's the pshat? Why are all these cases mutter? So the teretz, we don't have time to say so much. We'll just say the basic teretz that most Rishonim give. So the Rashba and the Baal Amar, most Rishonim give, is that no, of course it's not a buses, because what Rashi says, that the concept of buses is that the heter is a buses for the muksa. Over there, lehefech, the muksa is coming, is just there to help out the heter. Right? You cover the pot with a gizei tzemer to keep the pot warm. And you put the coals onto the charara to get the charara cooked. But it's not a basis, because the heter is not a basis for the muksa. The muksa is nothing. The muksa is just put on top of the heter to help out the heter. So that's the way Rishonim write it. Right, so sounds nice. Sounds very nice. But there's Rishash asks, others ask, but this Pashat Kasha. The Rishash on Kuf Chav Hei. Pashat Kasha, it doesn't work for all the cases. Right, the most noticeable case it doesn't work, I think, is what the Rishash asks, is the Evan Shebe Kiruya. Right, you remember that case? Right, we had that case in Kol HaKelim. Right, the pumpkin basket that's being used to draw water. It's a bucket of a pumpkin, and since the pumpkin shell is not heavy enough to go into the water, to be dipped into the well, you put a rock in there. A rock in there to weigh down the pumpkin. You put the rock there for Shabbos to be able to use this pumpkin. So that pumpkin becomes muksa. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to let it draw water with it, right? Unless you did something to attack in the rock, but the rock shouldn't be muksa. But if the rock is muksa, the pumpkin is a basis, and therefore it's aser to use that pumpkin. So why is that aser? So one second, right? Is the ikur there the pumpkin, or is the ikur the rock? Right? The chur, the ikur is the pumpkin, not the rock. So why are we saying the pumpkin is a basis to the rock? I just said it doesn't work that way, right? Even I think a bigger kasha is even the rock on top of the chavis. The rock on top of the chavis. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to shake the rock off the chavis if the rock was left there accidentally before Shabbos. But if you purposely left the rock on the chavis on Shabbos, the chavis is a buses to the rock. You can't shake the chavis. You can't move the chavis whatsoever. You can't shake it. Because it's a buses to the rock. Why on earth is the chavis to the buses to the rock? The muksa is just covering the chavis. You're interested in the chavis and the wine. You're not interested in the rack. Why is that? Why is that a buses? So the chardi side is, and basically what I'm going to say, it's basically in very short, nixam sofer kuf chav hey. I can't tell if he means exactly what I say, but if you. Seems to say what I want to say. The pshat's really very pashat yisod. The yisod is what makes a basis is that the muksa is a unit with the heter. You have a unit of muksa and heter together, and they're one unit, and they're moved together. You mean to move them together. Right? Before Shabbos, you have this pumpkin bucket. This pumpkin bucket is used, it only works together, the pumpkin with a rock in it. The mela, and you use them together, they're going to be used, the way you would use it is by using them both together. So the mela, this heter is together with muksa, being moved together with muksa, and the muksa is meant to be moved together with the heter. So the mela, that whole thing becomes muksa. The whole unit becomes muksa. Because a part of it ain't umuchen, so the whole thing becomes aser b'teltel. The same thing, the barrel with a rock on it. Whenever you move a bottle, you move the bottle, and together with the bottle, you move the bottle cap. You can't leave your wine open. Right? If you leave things open, they get spoiled. Even worse than that, b'mei chazal, they would become kav yayim gula, and they become asur to drink. Part of chavis is the chavis cover. So the mela, there's one unit here, and it's only to be carried together. The chavis with the rack on top and the wine in it. The mela, the whole thing becomes muksa. Because part of this unit is muksa. It's eno mochan. But all the other cases, so there's no unit there, right? Lehefech. You take the radish out of the dirt when you want to use it, and you take the fig out of the straw, and you take the charara out of the coals. You take the pot out of the gizei tzemer. Right? It's not a unit with it. It's not a unit that's moved together as one unit. There's no unit there. So in Mela, there's no din of buses. I'll just say with that, right? It's very, right? Very poshet, right? We see that, right? Going back to what we were talking about, the shells on the table, right? It's much more poshet, or the pillow that was used to break the fall of the kelim. Right, there's no unit there. These aren't things that are a unit to be moved together. It's not omed to be one unit moved in that way. So the mela's not muksa. Just one last point, halacha l'maisa, that comes out of this. We'll end with this. This is something that's very matsui, is that. Buses, you have a case of buses. Very often you have a case where you have muksa on top of heter, and it was left there intentionally before Shabbos, but without a purpose. Right, let's say you have your junk drawer. Your drawer where you put all your things in it. You have muksa things in there, you have heter things in there, and they're all put into the drawer. Let's say you want to take something out of that drawer. So you have your car keys or your, you have money in your wallet, different things that are muksa. And you have something you need that's on the bottom of the drawer. So are you allowed to take it out, right? Or let's say in your freezer, you have a piece of raw meat sitting on top of your ice cream. You want to take out your ice cream. Right? So you have this a lot, right? A woman's pocketbook. It's filled with all sorts of things. So en chinami, it could be before Shabbos, you put the raw meat on top of your ice cream, and you want it to be there. You put it there. But why do you put it there? Not because any shaykes of ice cream, it's the raw meat. Just because it happens to be the ice cream is on bottom and you put the muksa on what's on bottom. So the mela, what's the din? So surprisingly, there's a true sedeshan that says it becomes a basis. However, la lacha, we don't hold like the true sedeshan. The Magen Avraham writes against it, the Mishabru writes against the true sedeshan. The Magen Avraham is shin tesif. Sifkat and Vav, and they point out is that you just destroyed. If so, everything should be asur. There's so many cases of where there's not a basis. Basis requires that some units being formed together. That I want the muksa to be used in conjunction with the heter. And you just quote. I'll just quote two rayas. The first raya, the Magen Avraham says, is a complete raya. In Perek Notzel. Right, you remember that case? There's a case there of a box that has in it on the bottom you have chulin peros and on top you have truma peros. And the Gemara talks about when you bring it to the table, you want to eat the chulin peros. Do you have to shake out the truma first, or could you carry the truma together with it? But it's pashut that it's not a basis. Why isn't it a basis? The chulin has truma on top of it. The teretz is zeh chinami. But whenever you put things in a box, something's going top and something's going the bottom. It's not because you the truma doesn't need to have chulin under it. Right? It doesn't need it at all. It's just it happens to be. It's that way. Right? So it's another case in Erevin. I'll just mention this case. Erevin Ein Zayin. There's a case there of a bucket that got somehow submerged in the ground. So the Gemara talks about, the Gemara says, Pasha, you're allowed to take the bucket out of the ground on Shabbos. It's just a question. Maybe there's an Isser being chofer. Maybe that's called digging. The Gemara talks about that there. But it's pashut, it's not muksa. You knew going into Shabbos from Stama that this pail was in the dirt, and there's dirt there. It doesn't make a difference because there's no reason the dirt's in the pail. right? So Enechanami, you knew about it. Okay. So B'kitzur, that's just the Pashat. The Pashat in Basis is the concept of Basis. Is that a Basis means that there's some connection between the Heter and the Muksar, right? The Heter is a box being used to hold the Muksa, or the Muksa is a bottle cap being used as the cap of the bottle. But there's something that's used in conjunction, that there's some chibur between the Basis and the Muksa. Okay, all right, so Rabosei, let's show next week we'll continue with all the other Tanaim Basis.